227, recognized. WRKB 487.
Hey, brother. Long time no talk. How you been?
I am doing just fine. Your mobileness.
So, are you Andrew Stationariness?
Affirmative.
I just drove by your ham shack there. Assuming that you're in that little red house.
As a firm, yes, we picked you up on our security cams.
Yeah, I know. You've got the AI on the cameras programmed to detect a kind of a champagne gold, silver gold color Tahoe with antennas sticking out and ham plates, huh?
The technology is just outrageously amazing how we can beam in, see a face, and run a background check. No, I'm just kidding.
No, you're not. I used to work in that industry, I know. I know what was capable 10 and 20 years ago, and I shudder to think what's capable now, because I was programming that crap 10 years ago. We could detect the difference between a truck and a car. We could detect the color. I even had one project where it was called people counting, and it was video analytics, and we had to count customers in a big box home improvement store nationwide, and I worked on some of the prototypes, and basically we would count all the people, and then we would subtract the people that were wearing orange vests, and we had the technology to do it, and that was 15 years ago.
It has come a long way with the new machine learning and all that, so I'm going to have to take you out sometime and pick your brain. May have to really bring you into something that I'm into.
Probably not. I mean, I like you, and I like your wife. And your son, and I like all those people. I just don't like technology anymore. I am what you call a self-imposed Luddite. And if you study the word Luddite, you find it's not people that are afraid of technology. It's not people that are stupid of technology. It's people that understand it and disdain it and try to avoid it. It's a fascinating study, actually, the word Luddite.
I'm already going to be researching it, so I take the position of why avoid it when you can leverage it so that you can lessen your digital footprint.
Oh, mine's plenty small. It was smaller a couple months ago before I rejoined Facebook, that's for sure. But, yeah, it's just that I did it for work for so long that when I left the industry, I never wanted to touch a computer again as long as I lived. Yeah, Luddite is fascinating. It's it goes back to England and the textile industry, and it's extremely fascinating when you read the history of it, where the machinery to do textiles was being invented and rolled out in such a way that lots of craftspeople in that industry were going to lose their jobs. So they had an uprising where they went and smashed the machines. That is the proper description of a Luddite.
All right, that'll be interesting to consider when I do your background.
Yeah, I haven't broken any machines, I promise. And the thing is, if I was a hacker, I would be on a computer all day long, and that's the last thing I want. So talking to you, I did miss my turn going down 6th Street, and I missed Savage, so I got to circle back.
Apologies, my friend. You stay safe out there.
Yeah, well, having an interesting conversation and making me miss my turn, that's, you can wear that like a feather in your cap. All right, Andrew, I'll talk to you later. WRKE327 Mobile Monitoring.
WRKV 487, I'm out.